participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636 from D.C. on WKFK 202-432-1067 and from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1067.
Oh, boy,
they're ready to believe you.
Stop the rock. 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 Can't stop the rock.
Had it up to here with the likes of you people.
Stop on the run, can't stop the run. You can't stop on the run, can't stop the run. You can't stop on the run, can't stop the run.
Emma, don't hear my fire.
Can't stop the run, you can't stop on the run.
Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Words you don't know could fill a book.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
It's the Don and Mike show. And they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
That looks like today that we're wearing.
Laker uniforms today.
Yeah.
Who designed that? That's disgusting.
Get him out of here. Get him out of here.
Jack and Dad.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Pure discretion advised.
And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Denzel Washington and all the ships at sea. They use the hair for protection. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike show this
new episode
on Thursday,
June 13th.
Life.
Phone number 877-365-3636.
WJFK, Washington, D.C. You call 202-432-1067.
New York.
I'll give out the phone number. What the hell?
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
877-692-1027.
All right.
Billy, your phone number's on the way.
Very good, Philadelphia.
And here he is right there. And today,
right in.
Look at him. Shaved head, Superman tattoo, decked out in his Lakers garb.
I saw what he was doing to you with that stick.
Very mean man he is. There he is, Shaq Burbank.
Hi, you Shaq. Love me. Hi, Don and Mike.
I think all that's necessary for you to introduce Buzz, that he has to, you know, take the stick to you.
Every day he gets madder and madder.
That's to be done.
Was that the end of a plunger?
Yes, it was.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up?
Hi.
Joe from New York.
Hi, Joe.
Sucks not being able to hear you guys. It really does.
Well, now, you have to tell us what's happening.
Yeah,
because
I know.
The way I understand it, we are still being aired in New York. It's just you're hearing
best of
old shows.
Yeah, worst of. It sucks.
Yeah, the worst stuff? You mean you're...
Well, you know, I mean, it's worse stuff compared to hearing a live show.
Yeah, I know. That's what he said. I and you're upset, and I understand that.
Understood.
Hey, Don, me and my mom, we really miss you.
Oh, no, it's this guy.
It's Joey.
It's this guy, Joey.
I usually call about bowling, but now it's a bitch call.
Joey, how are you?
Joey, hi, Joey.
I'm doing all right.
All right, Joe.
Yeah, that's a drag, Joey. I mean, Joey's one of our real good fans up there. That's a good friend.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. I'll talk to you guys.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Joey.
Your mom always said, hey.
It was
Joey. Young, conflicted Joey.
Young, yes. Conflicted, good-looking Joey.
Good-looking Joey with his good-looking mom.
Hot.
Absolutely steaming hot.
Hello. And Mike Show.
She's
hello.
She's no troll.
Hello.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, I'm probably the only guy that saw this, but did you happen to see the E! Show top 15 hottest blondes in Hollywood?
Someone called us about this yesterday, and I will give you the same response today that we did yesterday. Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yeah, hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I got some jokes. Want to hear some?
No.
Absolutely not, unless you're willing to give us your phone number, and even with that, we don't encourage it.
No, like OJ jokes or anything like that?
No.
No, listen, here's the way it works on the show. You got a joke, you give our screener off the air, your phone number. We call you back to make sure that it's really your phone.
I didn't even get to the screener; just went right through to you guys.
Yeah,
right.
But I'm saying that's what we would do with you if in fact you agreed to do this.
Then we call you back, knowing that the phone that you've given us is in fact your phone,
your personal phone,
and you tell the joke. And if we don't laugh, we give out your phone number.
And I got news for you, sir. We never laugh.
No, not even.
I mean,
now his cell phone's breaking up.
It really comes down to the faith you have in your material.
Mm-hmm. And you know, some people have had tremendous faith in their material and just given away their phone numbers. What?
So I made up the jokes myself, and I definitely
all the better,
even riskier.
No, he says he made up the jokes, and he stands by it.
Now you realize that if you give us your phone number, you tell the joke, and the joke does not go over, we will give your phone number out over the air, and you will get hundreds of
thousands
unsolicited, unwanted phone calls.
But I'll tell you this, and also, we are open-minded, and really, if the joke is funny,
we'll laugh.
We will laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because it's like you get one.
You only get one.
And his phone is breaking up.
Yeah, that's another problem.
You only get one. Are you in or out?
I'm in. Let's do it.
You're in. All right, hold on a second. Get the guy's number.
And, you know, the same thing goes. In the event that he tells the joke and his cell phone breaks up, that's his problem, not ours.
Right.
Hello. They never learn.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How you doing, Mike?
Hi there. Hey.
Great.
Hey. I was watching ESPN, and they had a picture of...
Let me interrupt you, please, sir.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that I do best. Oh, did he hang up?
Oh. No, I'm here.
No. I meant the guy with the...
the joke.
The guy with the joke. He hung up. Okay, yeah. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I saw a picture. I was watching ESPN last night, and they had a picture of Magic Johnson looking up at Shaq, and it looked so damn funny looking down at him. And Shaq kept on shying away.
Shaq is, I don't know what you're saying. Shaq is absolutely unstoppable. He is a one gigantic man.
The MVP.
I would be, even if I was like 6'5 or 6'6. And I was in the NBA, I would be scared of Shaq because he is just, on physical ability, the guy is not only huge, but he's so thick.
And the guy that the Nets had, the guy, McCullough is his name, I think, this poor guy who looked like Alfred E. Newman in a 6'7 frame, he's just so ill-equipped.
You can't, I mean, physically, he can't stop him.
Nobody can stop Shaq.
He can flail at him. He can flail at him as Shaq's going by him, but he can't do anything more.
No one can stop him on the basketball court. No one can stop him in the interview room.
Oh, the interview room.
Yes. And no one can stop him in the recording booth.
What's up, Doc?
Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock?
What's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up, Doc? Can we rock? What's up,
Doc? What's up, Hardo? This is not Shaq yet.
No. We have to wait for Shaq.
Checking, double checking, rubber necking in my tune. Check it out, Joe. I fly like y'all show wonks. I make a joke. Pokey, pokey, fly by like cake.
Come on.
Maybe like a punk, like the penguin and that joker. Snooping in my biz like Tom and my C-Voker. The buster, freaky, ways above us with the A's and G's. Making G's. Now we sell them.
What's a Shaq say?
Holy smoke, put your whole plan.
See?
Now you get
tech. Well, you know.
You can catch a quick chop. We're trying to take this.
as Shaq said.
What's up, dog?
Before we let that roll, for goodness sake, to say hi, I'm out.
You out?
Let me see ya.
Jerry Rock. What's up, Doc? Jerry Rock.
No, they don't run it like this anymore. Now, is Shaq even on this record?
I think he's on the chorus.
I'm putting Shaq. I did the Humpty Dumpty Battle Dumpty.
Well, there's no Shaq.
He's in the background.
That's
where he's
pretty.
Where
I was singing. Thinking, you know, when you were doing that, I thought we were going to hear exactly that. What's up, Doc?
I think he's on the chant. The rest is, of course, carried by the Fushnikins.
Ah, very good.
They're good.
They carry the weight of the record.
I know you're a big fan.
He is the last verse.
I like hip-hop.
I've just been doing
the last verse. Let me fast forward all the way to the end.
Save the best for last.
You'll love this. There he is. Okay, now let me back it up.
I'm the hooper, piper, protected by Viper. When I'm out the hooper, yo, you better decipher. In other words, you better make a fucking decision. Cause I'm gonna be a Shaq Knight to cut you with precision. Forget Tony Danza, I'm the boss. When it comes to money, I'm like Dick the Boss. Now who's the first pick? Me, world is honest. Not a Christian Aitner, not a Lonzo Arnett. That's okay, not being braggadocious. Supercalifragilist, the Shaq and Dalladocious. I gotta go, I ain't no joke. Now I slam it, jam it, and make sure it's broke.
I guess that's before Shaq's testicles dropped.
That doesn't sound like a press conference.
Hello, Don, on Mike's show.
I just wanted to call and tell you Shaq was the last person on the record.
Yeah, we played him, so you heard him there.
I just
hey,
heard
Rob.
It. Yeah.
I hope your kids marry black people.
Yeah.
All right. Like 4-star.
Rob, that's Jay. One of the best ever. Thank you, my friend. All right, as we promised today, we will offer a full recap of the Shaq press conference. We are, like all Americans, we are fascinated with Shaquille O'Neal.
Yes.
The basketball player, the entertainer. The man.
Sports needs people like Shaquille O'Neal because not only does he perform well in his chosen field, but he gives so much. He gives so much to the comedians of the world. He truly does.
Today we will be having our first ever edition of the Shaq and Dennis Show.
Shaq and Dennis Show, talking all about, not necessarily about basketball.
No, we're just going to be calling someone out of our wacky story file.
Absolutely.
And it's simply going to be the Shaq and Dennis Show.
Yeah, and, you know, they'll do the interview.
Now, I got a lot of highlights from last night's post-game show. I'm going to do them kind of out of order.
Okay.
Because this is the funniest one. This is Grandpa Shaq.
Grandpa Shaq has, another personality. I mean, this is incredible.
The angry midget, Jim Gray, who we've had on the show many times before, he's standing there with Shaq's grandpa.
And Shaq's grandpa sounds like an old version of that bit they used to do on the show In Living Color.
Yeah.
Remember when they did the Caribbean people in it was incredible.
Yeah. Right? And at one point he actually calls him Grandpa Shaq.
Grandpa Shaq.
Here we go. Right here.
I'm somebody proudest day in my life. I never been so happy to see this young fella grow up to be a man. A very gentle giant. He's good for the game. He's good for the sport. Is good for all the young people in this world.
You're exactly right, Grandpa Shaq.
What was that last part? Every's is where?
All people in the world. Every's where.
He didn't say everywhere.
Every's where.
I'm not sure exactly what
you're right,
said.
Grandpa Shaq.
I'm somebody proudest day in my life. I never been so happy
Every's is where?
To see this young fella grow up to be a man. A very gentle giant. He's good for the game. He's good for the sport. And he's good for all the young people everywhere.
You're exactly right, Grandpa Shaq. Everywhere.
It's not even that. It's something different. Yeah. It's something I can't duplicate.
And the greatest thing is Jim Gray agreeing. Like he's just said,
you're right,
very insightful. You're right, sir.
I think that is the greatest accent on the planet,
yes,
right?
It is.
I beautiful. Love that accent.
You're very right. Melodic.
You're right. A gentle giant.
Mm-hmm. You're right, Grandpa Shaq.
I'm somebody proudest day in my life. I never been so happy to see this young fella grow up to be a man. A very gentle giant. He's good for the game, he's good for the sport, and he's good for all the young people in this world.
You're exactly right, Grandpa Shaq, to win the MVP for the third time, becoming only the
third man in history and only the second to win in three straight years. What does that accomplishment represent to you?
Well, I'd like to thank my teammates for looking for me. Having faith in me, having confidence in me, just getting me the ball. I told them once playoffs start, I was going to pick my game up. I told them if you make it to the finals, I wasn't going to let them down.
There he is, Mr. Personality right there.
Yeah, and he's got it all in perspective. You know, he's certainly modest.
And I just told him to give me the ball. Just want to thank Phil Jackson for bringing the best out of me.
Shaq, we'll be back with your ceremony. Congratulations.
All right, love you.
Marv, back to you.
All right, thanks, Jim. Emotional moments for Shaquille.
Thanks, Jim. You look weird.
Jim, I'll see you back at the hotel when we have a submarine sandwich, and I'll be able to chew on your right buttock.
Hello.
Yes.
Hold on, we had a...
Jim Gray and Marv Albert, two men that have not seen a lot of sunlight.
We had a Shaq lover on the phone. Anyone who wants to call to request their favorite Shaq moment from last night...
Is good for the gym.
He's got it.
Is a gentle giant.
Ever he's where. Here is a Shaq accepting the MVP award.
It was a tough year for you. Starting on the playoffs, you weren't really...
Oh, no, and this is Ahmad Rashad, who, incidentally, has now officially climbed out of Michael Jordan's ass.
Really?
And has now set up shop in Shaquille O'Neal's ass.
He moved.
He moved.
Well, he wanted a bigger place.
Yeah, right. He's got room to park his car there.
Absolutely.
He is officially inside Shaquille O'Neal.
It was a tough year for you, starting on the playoffs. You weren't really yourself. How did you bring it all together down the stretch?
First of all, I want to say congratulations to Jason Kidd, the real MVP of the regular season.
There you go. I like that.
No, it was tough, but, you know, my teammates, you know, they looked for me. Phil stayed on me. My father stayed on me. My mother stayed on me. So I'm just happy.
Now, you told me that for you, it's all about winning championships now.
That would be correct.
It's got to be special for you to win it here and in front of your hometown fans.
Yes, Newark, New Jersey, Brick City, where I was born and raised. I like to thank the Jersey people. Love you.
All right, congratulations to you and all the rest of the Lakers on a great, great season.
And now, if you'll please spread your legs, I'll climb back inside.
You know, how do you not love Shaq? How can you not love him? I mean, you know, he is, when he says, that is correct.
Now here is,
I love that.
Now let's go to the announcers, because they're worth goofing on as well.
Sure.
Here's Marv Albert, Bill Walton.
Amy Adams, good luck, Stormy the Cancer.
Bill Walton, who we've had on the show before, discussing his speech patterns, and Snapper Jones. They're going to wrap it up, and it sounded like Bill Walton was maybe going to cry.
Who is the pregame guy, the bald guy with the yellow eyes?
I have no idea.
You know the guy I'm talking about?
The guy who sits with Ahmad Rashad. Sits with Bob Costas.
Scariest human being I believe I've ever seen.
All right, here now is these guys from NBC wrapping it up.
Marv, Bill, and Snapper set to wrap things up. Marvelous.
Thank you very much, Bob. So the Lakers have closed out this 2001-2002 season with an old...
Todd Tolbert, I'm being told, is the guy that we can't think of.
Todd Tolbert is the, you know, that is the guy that would just frighten me sitting in the same room with
him. He's got the eyes, yeah, like the kid in A Christmas Story.
That's right. Scott Farkas.
Yes.
Marv, Bill, and Snapper set to wrap things up. Marvelous.
Thank you very much, Bob. So the Lakers have closed out this 2001-2002 season with an overpowering performance, and we're closing out our 12-year run of the NBA on NBC. We have been very fortunate to work with a great group of people, both on and off the air. Special thanks to our producer, Ed.
Here's the part. Who cares about this?
Andy Rosenberg, our statistician, Mr. Stats himself.
Sandy
Elliot
Rosenberg.
Calvin,
how
terrific,
long is Sandy Rosenberg doing
I feel
game?
Privileged to have been a part of the NBA on NBC over this tenure. And guys, it's been just wonderful working with you.
Thank you.
This year. But Bill,
I want to thank you for taking me back.
Stop calling me at home. So annoying.
It's always so sad, Marv, when it ends. You just want it to go on forever. What a great team the Lakers are. Truly a team for the ages. But
you just wait on your finger. It's wonderful.
All the elements of a great champion here. Now, I want to thank everybody for having me.
Everybody?
Everybody. Mostly thanks to you for your patience. And happy birthday, Marv.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's very kind of you.
Two fags.
You just wait on your finger. That's wonderful. I want to thank everybody.
Everyone wanting. I'm going to miss you. I'm going to cry.
Yeah, I just finished a TV, a feature movie called Cage. It's an action-adventure film dealing with a soldier who gets shot in the head and becomes mentally deficient.
Bill Walton.
That should be out in January. And also a comedy with Sally Kellerman and George Segal. That'll be out in a month.
Oh, don't do that.
No,
I mean,
please don't. Final thought?
Well, you know, he's always been a character, and he continues to be so, but we want to thank NBC for letting me see. I truly love this game, and it's been 12 years of that. Mark,
yeah, right. Is that
you and Wing?
Yes, it counts. And for you, for never taking a stand, but you did come up with throw it down.
What are
you
from New England?
Throw it down. That was a development this year.
Growing up in New England, you would not name yourself Snapper.
Throw it down.
We heard it. Yeah. Snapper, it came from here. Down there. It
came from New Jersey.
Well, once again, the old clock on the wall has caught up. So for the final time on the NBA on NBC, we send it back to Bob Costas. Bob?
Okay, Marv, thanks very much. And as Marv himself would say, it should be pointed out that Marv is celebrating his 49th birthday tonight.
You know, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, I don't give a crap that NBC's lost the rights to the NBA. Right. They're going to be on Channel 7 next year. They're not going to be on Channel 4.
Yeah, they're sitting in a circle, each with one man's hand on the other man's trick.
Yeah, they're just J-O-ing each
right,
other.
Right, that's what they're doing.
It's a nice circle J.
I want to thank everyone.
You just wiggle your fingers. That's wonderful.
I'm going to miss you, man. I'm going to cry. I'm Bill Walton.
This fun is really riding up my ass.
Hi, Marv. It's Bill. I've just stepped out of the shower and I'm ready for you now.
I'm ready for you.
Could you do me a favor and just put wiggle your finger?
It's in and it counts.
Hi, I'm Marv.
Hello, Bill.
I'm down here in a suite 237, and I'm teabagging Jim Gray.
Tell the little rascal I'll be there. Place a phone call to Shaquille O'Neal's rectum and see if Ahmad Rashad can join us.
Just wiggle your finger.
It should be pointed out now. I'm turgid, and it counts.
Hi, Marv. Bill Walton.
Bill!
I've got to go to the emergency room.
Why?
Jim Gray. That probably won't see the light of air.
Snapper, not the first time we've heard that one.
It's just a circus. It's a lot of fun.
All right, now let's get back to Shaq, because he's really the story.
Sure.
He's the man. Here's Shaq talking about the Lakers' negatives.
I've been through a lot of negatives in my career as a Laker. Been through Kobe shooting air balls. Been through me missing 20 free throws on the stretch. Been through the Dennis Rodman era. We've been through a lot.
Yeah, this right here, this is a Shaq that we all know and love. We've been through a lot through this era with Kobe missing the free throws. And he mentioned Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
Hi, Shaq.
How you doing, Dennis?
I'm all right. I'm all right. I got Carmen up in my hotel room. She baited me. My grandpa baited me before a game last night.
Yes, a gentle giant. Gentle giant.
Everywhere. They know that. I am a gentle giant.
All right, man.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing? First ring, you know, they rolled me a lot. Second ring, we rolled Kobe. And now this ring, you know, we just have to, play our game and remain hungry.
They rolled me. They rolled me a lot.
You know what it is, really. I mean, you can bust jobs on the guy. This is an American original, yeah. All the way.
There's no one like Shaq.
I mean, Shaq delivers. You know, remember when you think of some of the great coaches like Ditka when he would rave out. You know, this is the same kind of thing. It makes sports fun again, and I love it. I think it's fantastic.
That's about to do it in this low-key way that says, I really don't care about any of you.
Very cool.
I don't want to. Thank you. What's up, Doc? Hey, Dennis.
How you doing, Shaq?
you want Grandpa Shaq to bait you?
Oh, I just said, he's a gentle giant, and everybody loves him.
Everybody's.
All right, now, here's where it gets more ass-kissy.
Mm-hmm.
When we move to the ESPN coverage, when Stuart Scott, who's another one of these guys who loves living in the rectums of jocks.
Mm-hmm. Stuart Scott, also a guy we had on the show, Stuart Scott making the horrible mistake of being a sportscaster.
Total prick.
That takes himself seriously.
And something's happening to Stuart Scott's face, like they're about to call him back home to Mars
No, what happened was...
Does he have a problem, like a physical problem?
No, this is a true story.
Really?
Stuart Scott is one of these guys, I swear to God, this is a true story.
Okay.
One of these ESPN guys who thinks he's in great shape. He works out all the time.
Right.
So the thought is, Stuart Scott is going to go to New York Jets training camp.
Right.
And he is going to actually participate as if he is a member of the team.
Yeah, because Stuart Scott is very self-important. Now, I mean, it's incredible.
I swear to Christ, I am not making this up. The first day, the first thing he does, he puts on the uniform, he does not put on the helmet. They have one of those jugs machines, one of those things, it's got two tires, two automobile tires.
Oh, you mean that throws the football?
That throws the football.
Yes. Where did you hear this? I've never heard this story.
I heard it from some guy at ESPN.
Right.
I swear to Christ, I'm going to write down who I heard it from, okay?
I like the story so far.
Yeah.
So everybody's seen those, any sports fan knows, the two tires that, it's like a pitching machine, only it's for football.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
So that's,
right.
So I know it's true.
Right, right.
Here is the deal. He's standing there. And what they put the ball in between these two tires, and it shoots it at you mm-hmm. with a velocity that an NFL quarterback would throw the ball. The first one hits him in the face.
Oh.
The very first one, he can't catch it.
Right.
And it hits him right in the eye.
Really?
And for a while, they're thinking he's going to lose the eye.
Wow.
His vision... is totally gone.
Well, he's got the bug eyes anyway.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. He's got Sarandon eyes anyway.
Really, really bugged out.
He's got Marty Feldman eyes.
Right.
But the true story is, he is standing there because he's so cut.
Right.
He's so ripped because he's got the six-pack abs. Hey, man, I'm Stuart Scott from ESPN.
Right, I'm the coolest.
I'm going out for the New York Jets, mm-hmm. and they got the cameras rolling and everything. And the first time they put, the first thing they do... So we want to get tape of you catching one of these footballs
right.
from the machine. The football comes out and hits him in the face and nearly blinds him.
Oh, my God.
Which is why now he looks funky, which is why his eye is all puffy and stuff.
Really?
Probably have a lot of makeup over
and
the television.
He has just now gotten back on television.
Well, I remember Stuart Scott from going down doing a show. Down
yeah, booyah.
Booyah. And he came on the show, did not want to laugh, didn't want to have any fun.
No.
You know, everything that we asked him, he was just Johnny serious. It was ridiculous.
Well, think about this. Think about him getting just standing there wearing a Jets uniform.
Getting nailed.
The first ball that comes his way.
Yeah, that'll leave a mark.
Hits him right in the face.
Black. Booyah.
So anyway, here he is with Shaq.
This year was very different, especially for me. It was a hard year for me. I had a lot of knick-knack injuries, but Jerry West, I'd like to thank him. He did an unbelievable job of putting together a dynasty.
I did love the speech pattern of Shaq. He never show any emotion.
He doesn't at all.
I like Shaq when he's given the props to you. Shaq is modest, and he's given he's sharing the love.
He's a guy that watched Kobe in high school and knew that he was going to be the greatest player in the game. Saw what was going on down there with me in Orlando. Convinced me to come. We had some tough times, different coaches. Saw that Phil Jackson was in Montana fishing, and he knew that he was a guy that could, bring me, Kobe, and the rest of the guys to this level where we are now.
What's up, Doc?
How you doing there, Shaq? I'm up here. I'm up here in a room. I got a piercing.
Oh!
Where you get a pierce?
I got it in my scrope.
Yeah. I think the first word that comes to mind today was, I wish my grandmother was here to see this because she died early this year. And me playing at home, you know, probably would have been her first time seeing me play live. But other than that, I'm just happy.
That good grandpa Shaq was there.
Still not enough for me.
145 points, a record for a four-game series. I guess you put the boom, boom, booty on him, huh?
Like I said.
You know what that is. You know, come on.
Oh, God.
We know you're black. Stu, we know you're black.
God.
And he does that, but then when you know, you meet the guy and you want him to be, you know, have fun. Anybody that's not playing the game, I like the guys that are covering the game to, you know, I mean, don't take yourself so seriously.
Would you love Shaq to just say,
buy his hand, boom, boom, booty. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'll kick your ass.
Still not enough for me.
145 points, a record for a four-game series. I guess you put the boom, boom, booty on him, huh?
Like I said, you know, I always tell my guys, if I get back to this point, bring me the ball. Bring me the ball. And I shoot high percentage shots. You know, I don't shoot jumpers. I don't shoot threes. I like to get banged. I like banging. And that's just the way I was taught to play the game.
Guys, thanks a lot.
Hey, man. What's wrong with your eye? I heard you got hit in the face with a football.
I was standing in front of the football machine, and I got the boom, boom, booty in my eye.
Booyah, a-hole.
Stuart Scott.
Here's what's got more in Stuart Scott. AJ.
Hey, I just want to enlighten you on that Stuart Scott thing. He has a special teleprompters installs ESPN so he can, because his depth perception in one eye is so bad.
Right, that's a true story,
is it,
right?
Correct. Is it and it's a result of the injury?
Yeah, it's a true story, and he takes himself too seriously.
Yeah. So the guy, you know, I'm sure they go to ESPN and say, hey, we'd like someone. Anybody want to go to training camp? You know, and you would think they get,
I will.
Think they get someone as a goof like fat Chris Berman.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, now that's, I'd like to see Chris Berman doing some two-a-days.
Or Joey, Chris Mortensen. Or,
right.
Or the alien, Bob Lee, or whoever they got.
But booyah.
I'm sure he puts his hand up, you know, no, I'll do it.
Right.
What about Kenny Mayne as a punter? Take care, guys.
See you later. So they go out the very first day, and he gets hit in the face with a football and almost blinds himself.
And now they get special teleprompters for him.
Booyah. Booyah, a-hole. What's up, Doc? Oh, yo, yo, yo. Booyah. Stuart Scott stayed in front of a football throwing machine. Got hit in the eye.
Hey, Dennis.
Yeah.
You want Stuart Scott to bait you?
Yeah, come on to my room. And he baited me. I want him to bait me bad.
I want to hear Dave Amar, Grandpa again.
Yeah, from the Caribbean. Yeah, General Giant. Yeah, General Giant.
Come on, Grandpa.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Booyah.
Hey, ho.
I somebody proudest day in my life. I never be so happy to see this young fella grow up to be a man. A very gentle giant. He's good for the game, he's good for the sport, and he's good for all the young people in this world.
You're exactly right, Grandpa Shaq, to win.
Jim Gray.
Yeah, Grandpa Shaq. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hi. Look, you guys, you missed the best part of the interview with Shaq's grandpa.
Why?
After Jeff Gray goes, you're absolutely right, Grandpa Shaq. He turned to another camera and he went, call me now for your free reading.
Hello, Todd and Mike.
That
show
didn't happen.
Oh, I'm rubbing my knee.
Pardon me?
I'm rubbing my knee.
Is this Dennis?
You're brushing your teeth.
I'm rubbing my knee.
All right, spit, please.
No, don't swallow, spit.
Okay.
If you go into dentist's office, incidentally, they call that the Herndon.
Really?
The Lisa Herndon.
I didn't know that.
Don't swallow. No. Spit.
Right.
I'm going to brush my tongue.
Yeah, it's very good to brush your tongue and the roof of your mouth.
Oh, really?
But, you know, here's a nice sound we'll get, sir. Brush your tongue as far back as you can.
Yeah, I know you get like throw up time.
That was bad.
That was bad.
Thank you, my friend. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
I wanted to add to the Stuart Scott story.
Yeah. What's up, Don?
Yeah.
How you doing, sir?
Booyah.
Booyah, hey-ho.
Yeah. The last caller, they were one of the last callers that called in, made some derogatory remark about Kenny Mayne being a punter. And I just wanted to refresh our memories and remind him that he was a backup quarterback to Randall Cunningham at UNLV.
BFD. He put the boom boom booty on us.
Booyah!
Hickory dickory dock. Why don't you suck on my... What you call a real sports show, you incredible hump.
Yeah, J.O. I.J.O. and his eye. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever. I don't know.
Put the boom boom booty on
us. One more, Donna Mike. Hello.
We got a break. Hey, Donna Mike, was that his grandfather or Jar Jar Binks? Hello, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we heard you. That was good.
Was
I like
good.
That.
Cell phone.
Not bad. Yeah. Thank you, my friend. Hold on. Let me just... Real fast. Won't take me long.
Jar Jar Binks.
Take me a second to find the song I need.
Are you finding the... is this the bar song?
Here we go. All right, let's see how the... No, just the general theme. Let's see how this the general theme.
I'm Shaquille O'Neal. I'm Dennis Robert. And now, I'd like you to meet my grandfather, George R. Binks. From the George Lucas production. What's up, Doc?
I'm somebody proudest day in my life. I never been so happy to see this young fella grow up to be a man. A very gentle giant. He's good for the game, he's good for the sport, and he's good for all the young people living in this world.
You're exactly right, Grandpa Shaq. Oh, what a wealth, what a smorgasbord.
Well, all right, Lakers with no surprise. Shaq, he delivers.
Congratulations to Shaquille O'Neal.
He delivers more than Domino's does.
That's absolutely.
No doubt about that. We got a break. Time for a call 100 right now.
Here, my grandpa, Jar Jar O'Neal.
Jar Jar O'Neal, yeah, we're taking a break now, know what I'm saying?
Jail break?
Yeah, I gotta go up, Carmen's upstairs. I'm waiting, because last night I wanted to do what she did to me last night. She baited me.
What's up, dog?
Yeah, shake hands with little Dennis.
877-365-3636, that is the number. Celebrity burp, the jackpot keeps dwindling. Today we're down to
$2,500. $2,500 jackpot. I feel good about today.
$2,500.
No, I don't. I'm lying.
Booyah. Bida bida bodo bodo.
I think somebody actually is going to call in and put the boom boom booty on.
That's what I forgot.
I'll be using that forever.
The boom boom booty.
Yeah. Come on now. Win that money. Put the boom boom booty on Don and Rob.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You like Peter Paul and Mary?
Yes, I do. I'm a big fan.
Up the magic horizon,
it's a great song.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Who would have thought it wasn't really about a dragon, huh?
What do you mean?
You know, the whole drug thing.
No, I don't know. Why don't you tell me?
Some people think that to pop the magic dragon means they're really to smoke a marijuana cigarette.
Puff's just the name of the boy's magical dragon.
Right.
Are you a pothead, Falcon?
No. No. What? No. Jack. No, I'm not. I pass on grass all the time. I mean, not all the time.
Yes or no, grass?
No. Yes. No.
The Don and Mike Show. Stay tuned for more love. The Don and Mike Show.
Robert the Angry Mailman is here.
Yes, yeah.
He's wearing his Lakers jersey. We're going to be watching his KKK porno in just a second. That's rescheduled from before the the showdown with the suits here.
Right.
Mr. Skin is not available today. We'll have Mr. Skin on the show tomorrow.
Very good.
For those of you who look forward to hearing him on the show, and later today, for Father's Day, we're playing The Big Lie for $500 in cash.
Right. That's always big redneck fun.
Hey, sweetie.
Yes, pumpkin.
And I know you're probably wondering what I'm getting for Father's Day.
Listen to this wonderful, you know, dialogue between you two. Sweetie and Pumpkin, it sounds like everything's, all is well in the Geronimo house.
Yes, the Hector and the guys have stopped shaking the walls. And the plan, apparently, is working out to turn our front yard into a parking lot.
Right.
And that's all for you.
Right, because I have a problem backing down the driveway.
Right.
I was reminded of all of this.
Yes.
I am getting a Father's Day gift that only someone who's been married for 21 years and has, I don't want to say out of control,